சதாசிவசமாரம்ஹாம் சங்கராச்சார்ய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சார்ய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஸ்லோகா நம்பர் 427. ஏகபாவவகாஹினி நிர்விகல்பாச்சின்மாத்ரம் வ்ருத்திஃ ப்ரஜ்ஞேதி கத்யதே சுஸ்திதா ஸௌ பவேத்யஸ்ய. சங்கராச்சாரிய டீலிங் வித் த டாபிக் ஆஃப் ஞான நிஷ்டா ஃபலம் ஃப்ரம் 418 onwards. In this Jnana Nishtha Phalam, another incidental topic is Sthita Prajna Lakshanam. Sthita Prajna Lakshanam means the characteristics of a wise person who has attained knowledge, who has assimilated the knowledge, Brahmanishtaha, not only Shrotriyaha but Brahmanishtaha. Brahmanishtaha is one who will never lose sight of his real nature. There is no slipping down. As a sadhaka, as a mumukshu, in the initial stages there is a possibility of slipping down from one's own real nature. Ahankara will become predominant. But once the nishtha comes, the number of slipping incidents will be reduced and it will come to nil ani solalam, almost nil. So it takes lot of time. That is the phalam. So this Brahmanishtaha, there are other incidental points also I would like to give. Samadhi Abhyasa, Nididhyasanam, contemplation, abiding in the teaching every day, for a particular time especially, is another a type of Nididhyasanam, we said. And sharing with others, especially while teaching, the teacher has to be in that subject. He cannot go outside, out of the track. Very difficult. That's why talking, sharing with either big number or in our house itself, with the people with the same wavelength, those who are having, if you share with them, you are bound to be in that subject. You cannot talk as RC, no? Even though while talking as RC, But you have to invoke the OC helplessly. So it is very, very helpful sharing, even though husband don't like you talk to them. Our wife is not interested also. You can talk to her, you know, like that. Both are coming, it's okay. Suppose both are not listening, no, you have to share each other. So this is another type of one incidental point. This is a samadhi abhyasa. And this person, a sannyasi, no, Shankaracharya talking about a yeti, a sannyasi or a jnani, who is yeti. They withdraw from the world, they take bhiksha, madhukara vritti, ajagara vritti. Actually, incidental points I said. Why they avoid mixing with the world, na? Until you get nishtha, better to withdraw from the world. That's why some sannyasis, you know, those days yatis, ajagara vritti, na? First one, madhukara vritti. Madhukaram, na? They go and ask the bhiksha, madhukaram. Adi, one type of practice, they used to get the bhiksha. That means the bhaktas will come and give the food, madhukara vritti. Otherwise, they go and ask. It is a type of samadhi abhyasa. They come out of the samadhi and they go and eat and come back and sit in samadhi. Okay. This type of madhukara vritti they do. They go and come back and sit again. They used to do contemplation. And no other work. Why I am talking about madhukara vritti? Because they don't have any other work. Only sadhana, sadhana, sadhana only. But for a grihastha it is not like that. No. Very difficult. That's why Shankaracharya always talk about the sannyasi only. Sannyasi alone is the primary student, our Swamiji also says. Sannyasi alone really qualified student. But grihasthas, it is a secondary. For them, Vedantic study is secondary, not primary. They cannot say also it is primary. Chonna grihasthashramla tappu. Sannyasi vandhi Vedantic study is primary. All other activities are secondary. For a grihastha, grihastha dharmam is primary. Grihastha dharmam lo irundhi nanu Vedantam primary ani chonna, Shastram also will not accept. That is why it is secondary for the grihastha, householder. So you have to accept. Sometimes, you know, it is very difficult to accept. Grihastha, it is a secondary. That is why many people, those days used to take sannyasa because they want to make it primary. Difficult. Therefore, these sannyasis, what they do, madhukara vritti, like this, no other responsibility, no need of cooking, nothing. Bhiksha will come. They'll go and ask, nowadays, no phone panni, you can send the bhiksha na madri. Another vritti is ajagara vritti. Ajagara vritti means the python, no? Ajagara vanna python. Python, it will not move. It stay in one place. Aja means goat. Whenever the goat comes, it takes and eat and sleep again. Ajagaramanna python. And the python when they will not move at all. Food will come to it, no? Near to that. Adi madri, sannyasi also sit in one place. When bhiksha comes, no, he will come out of from the samadhi and eat and go to samadhi. With another vritti, ajagara vritti. Those days people used to follow very strictly this madhukara vritti, ajagara vritti. They very less interaction with the world. The more you talk, you will lose sight of. So these vrittis are those days. Vritti enna profession. Enna profession enna? Saapadu varum, saapadu vare. Similarly, samadhi ukkar vare. Illa enna rendu veetu moodu veetu poi bhikshandehen solli, take the food and come back again, do sadhana. This is another incidental point I want to inform. Then, in the previous shlokas, two more points I would like to give. That I am not fully satisfied with that explanation. In verse number 425, Pashyan, third line you see, Pashyan kvachit labdhadihi. Kvachit labdhadihi means, the exact translation I have not given. Somehow by Ishvara kripa or grace, by Ishvara's grace or teacher's grace, teacher's boundless compassion, kvachit labdhadihi. That kvachit anna adhidhartham. Somehow by Ishvara's grace, by teacher's compassion, boundless compassion ani chollalam. The boundless compassion and by one's own effort, labdhadihi, he has got the knowledge. Adha kvachit anna by Ishvara kripa, guru kripa and one's own effort. Adha kvachit labdhadihi, the self-knowledge attained. That is the meaning. In the fourth line, kaschit is there. Kaschit means one fortunate person. Who enjoys this punyam, punya bhuku is there. Kaschit ananta punya phalabhuk is there. For that the meaning is, one fortunate person who enjoys that punyam acquired through many lives. Ananta punya phalabhukana, who attained through many lives in artha. That is the meaning. And now 427 we are seeing sodhitayoho, the meaning I have given, but once again we do revise. Sodhitayoho means of that mahavakya, tatpada and tvampada, proper analysis. Sodhitayoho means having done the proper analysis or enquiry. Eka bhava avagahini, first line la. That Brahma atmanaha means, atmanaha means tat tvampada, Brahma means tatpada lakshyartha. Brahma atmanoho means tatpada and tvampada lakshyartha mahavakya. Avagahini, eka bhava avagahini means having understood. Avagahana means understanding. Having understood their identity, eka bhava means identity, non-dual, divisionless, as single entity, eka bhava avagahini, having understood as then single entity. Nirvikalpaha cha chinmatra vrittihi. Nirvikalpaha means modificationless. Vikalpa means modifications. Modificationless or changeless or attributeless nature is alone, chinmatra is alone, that changeless, attributeless is the consciousness alone. Chin matra means consciousness alone. Chit ப்ளஸ் மாத்ரா சின்ன மாத்ரா. சின்னன்னா இங்கிலீஷ் சின்ன இல்லை, சின் மாத்ரா சித் ப்ளஸ் மாத்ரா சின் மாத்ரா கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அலோன். This thought, vrittihina, this thought, what? This ekabhava, paramatma and jivatma are one and the same, iti understanding, this understanding, which is attributeless, that is conscious alone, this thought, in the madri, this type of thought, vrittihi, Prajna iti utkathyate is called knowledge. It is said as knowledge. Kathyate means said as. Prajna means knowledge. Iti, thus. Iti, prajna, inverted commas. You can close that inverted commas. It is a quotation like. From the first line onwards, prajna up to there. Then iti means previous portion fully comes under inverted commas. It is a quotation like, thus it is said. Susthita asau bhaved yasyan. Asau, this knowledge. Third line, asau, this knowledge, yasya, to whom? Susthita bhavet, become firm. Bhavet means become. Susthita, firm. He is called as the man of knowledge, man of wisdom. Or liberated, man of liberation, no? The one who has got liberation, liberated one. He is called as a liberated person. Next shloka, 428. Yes, yes, sthita bhavet prajna.
யஸ்யானந்தோ நிரந்தரஹ. ப்ரபஞ்சோ விஸ்மத விஸ்மிருதஃ ப்ராயஃ. சஜீவன் முக்த இஷ்யதே.
Now, from this verse, that is 428 onwards, up to 440, 13 slokas are Sthita Prajna Lakshanas, care of 2nd chapter, 12th chapter, 14th chapter. Bhagavad Gita, same Shankaracharya bringing here in a different format. Sthita prajnasya lakshanani. So you have to derive the corollary. What? Yani sthita prajnasya lakshanani tani mumukshoho sadhanani bhavanti. The characteristics of a wise person, which are very spontaneous, will be deliberately practiced by the sadhaka, mumukshu, the desirer of moksha, So, worth to contemplate on these verses. At least Bhagavad Gita sthita pragna lakshana savad by heart pannano. Pashyan shrunvan sprashan jigran madri, while walking, while moving here and there, you can chant those verses. Similarly, these verses also. It is very useful to assimilate the teaching easily. You know. What? As my part, this is called Atma Kripa. Atma Kripa and grace of the Atma. Ishwara Kripa and grace of the Lord. Shastra Kripa and the Guru is coming and teaching the Shastra is a grace. But Atma Kripa and your Atma is coming and blessing. Self-effort, one's own effort. First, attending the class at any difficulty, at any time. That is the main effort. And then reading the notes, because you only can read your notes, no one can read. Reading the notes, sharing with others, all these are very important on my part as a student. This is called effort. Purusha Prayatnam. That's why many people, in spite of listening Shastra, they fail to assimilate the teaching because lack of the self-effort. Ella Priyarthi Swamini, I am very thorough. What you are teaching, that too, very simply I am understanding nicely. But tagaraaru en artham. So therefore, it's not sufficient. Listening is not at all sufficient. Intense sadhana I have to do. Again, be with the teaching. Why we are in the teaching also? That is also what to do next. Another job. We don't have any other work. No. So giving this knowledge to others is the primary job. This is also different, another incidental point, because the context has come, I am telling. Every jnani need not teach. A teaching jnani, a superior jnani, a person who is not teaching, a jnani, no? That is, he is inferior jnani ani kadayadu. It is not compulsory. Every jnani need not teach. Some jnanis choose according to their prarabdha. Prarabdha na good arabdha karma nardham. Don't take in a negative sense. According to their prarabdha, some jnanis sit quietly, silently. But some jnanis choose to come to the society and teach. Some jnanis don't go out. Students will go to them. But some jnanis go towards the students, some places, and teach. But never think they are superior jnanis and inferior jnanis. There are no superior and inferior jnanis. Just like the people talk, no? Higher consciousness, lower consciousness. I am in higher, people they say, he is always in higher consciousness. Higher consciousness onnu kadaiyadu. Mind levels, that's all. Consciousness eppume onnu da. Adukku change kadaiyadu. Nirvikaraha, adukku higher enna lower enna. Adu manasu da. Therefore, never look down or anyone who is teaching is inferior, who is sitting quiet is great, superior, or who is teaching is superior, who is sitting quietly is inferior. Ippudella nenikka koodadhu. Namakku adu or obstruction. அது பிரதிபந்தகம் ஆயிடும் அந்த மாதிரி தாட் நமக்கு. ஸோ பெட்டர் நாட் டு திங்க் லைக் தேட். ஸோ ஹியர் சங்கராச்சாரியா சேஸ் தட் ஸ்தித்ர லக்ஷணாஸ் ஹி ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ் ஃப்ரம் திஸ் வேர்ஸ் இட் கோஸ் அப் டு 440 13 ஸ்லோகாஸ். எஸ்ய பிரஜா, எஸ்ய பிரஜா, ஹூஸ் ஆர் டு ஹூம் திஸ் நாலெட்ஜ் Sthita Bhavet, to whom this knowledge will become firm. Sthita Bhavet, Saha. That person, the Saha is there in the second line. Saha, that person, Tasya Anandaha. Saha Jivan Muktaha Ishyate. He is called Jivan Muktaha, liberated one. To whom this knowledge is firm, he is called Jivan Muktaha, he is liberated one. Again, first line you see, Yasya Anandaha Nirantaraha. This is second quarter. Whose knowledge is firm, whose knowledge about his self is firm, that is, I am Ekaha, Nirgunaha, Nirvikalpaha, Nirakaraha, Niranjanaha, Aprameyaha, Swaprakashaha, Sarvagataha, Ajaha, Ekaha. Like this, whoever has got the firm knowledge, that person is called Jivan Muktaha. Number one, Yasya Anandaha Nirantaraha, whose happiness, Ananda, Yasya Anandaha Nirantaraha. Nirantaraha means Anantaram Vina, Antaram Vina. Antaram Vina, obstructed, free. No. Which is unobstructed. Antaram and obstruction. But Namakanda, Ayaram, Gayaram, Ananda. Jivan Mukta is one whose Ananda will not go at all. That is the Ananda. That is called Nirantara Ananda, which is obstructionless. That means it is continuous. Ityartha. It is continuous. Nirantaraha. Yasya Anandaha Nirantaraha. Saha Jivan Muktaha Ishyate. That person is called Jivan Muktaha. Then for such a person, prapanchaha vismruta prayaha. Prapanchaha, the world means which is anatma, unreal, nama rupam, mithyatmakam, which is false, which has no reality in it, which is independently existing, which has no satta of its own. Idella neengada pannanum homework. Enna swami ni thadalna vandi world false nu sonna eppadi enna adukku da idella remind pannuva appo. Illena you look at me and next class ennamo engiyo not able to grasp panna. So idella apply pannalana you cannot take this. See, prapanchaha vismruta prayaha, as though forgotten. Prayaha means as though. Is it really prapanchaha, this world, vismruta prayaha means by whom this whole world has been forgotten as it were. The whole world has been forgotten. But pasika adana, or pasiko. He will not talk, he will talk. Vismrita prayaha means he will not have any sort of clingingness to the world. That is vismrita prayaha. Marandita. Anatma on marakkarathu romba sadharanam avarku. And the ordinary people can atma on marakkarathu sadharanam. Appadi sollalam. Anatma, body, mind, complex, this whole world, forgetting is very natural for him. Just as for Ajnani, Atma Marakaradi, Yappadi Sahajamo, Jnani ki Anatma Marakaradi, Avala Sahajam, as it were, Prayahana. Vismrita Prayaha. Inga Vismrita Prayahana, don't take literally. Vismrita Prayahana, Mithyatva Nischayena, Sarvada Stita Bhavatina. Mithyatva nischaya, it is false. It has no fangs to disturb me. You know. ஃபேங்ஸ் தெரியுமோ, அந்த பாம்பனுடைய அந்த டிஃபேங்ட் கோப்ரா மாதிரி. ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் லைக் எ டிஃபேங்ட் கோப்ரா. வாட் அபவுட் ஹிஸ் ஓன் மைண்ட்? அனதர் டிஃபேங்ட் கோப்ரா. வாட் அபவுட் பாடி? அனதர் டிஃபேங்ட் கோப்ரா. இல்லைன்னா தடங்கள் பண்ணிகிட்டே இருக்கும். Therefore, Vismuta Prayaha Saha Jeevan Muktaha Ishyate, considered as Jeevan Muktaha, liberated one. Ishyate means considered as Jeevan Muktaha. Malle thirupi Jeevan Muktaha na first adhi starting point. Jeevan means by living. Muktaha means liberated. While living itself, he is free from all raga, dvesha, shoka, moha, everything. Next shloka. Leena dheera pi jagarti.
Leena dheera pi jagarti.
Vasino yasya.
Bolo
nirvasano yasya. சஜீவன் முக்த இஷ்யதே. In the first line, in some books there is ஜாக்ரத் தர்ம விவர்ஜிதஹ is there, but better reading is யோ ஜாக்ரத் தர்ம வர்ஜிதஹ. Instead of we, you can delete that vivarjitaha lo, first we, and jagrat ki first beginning lo yaha ani pottukona, yo jagrat dharma varjitaha. It's a better reading. Shankaracharya continuing, yaha, that we have to add in the middle. Yo na yaha, who has self-knowledge. That self-knowledge you have to add everywhere. Yaha, who has got the self-knowledge. Yaha. Jagrat dharma varjitaha. Varjitaha means free from. Free from what? Jagrat dharma. The characteristics of dharma means characteristics of the nature of waking state. Jagrat means waking state. What are all dharmas are there in waking state? Relations, no, with the people, world, interactions, all these jagrat dharmas, no? Ahankara, all antakaranam is functioning, no? Buddhi, chitta, ahankara, all are active in jagrat avastha. That is called jagrat dharma. Huh? To this person, for a jivan mukta, leena dhihi means whose intellect is dissolved into Brahman. How to understand this whole sentence? Even though he is in the jagrat avastha, waking state, his intellect is dissolved in the Brahman. In spite of interacting with the world, in spite of in waking state, this person remembering that I am Brahman, I am that consciousness, original consciousness, who is available in this body mind complex. Karya karana sanghata, I am available here. Leena dhihyana, adi the meaning. Jagrat dharma Varjitahana. Jagrat dharma varjitaha. Jagrat dharma means what? He is just functioning, but those dharmas are not intrinsically in him. Idida very, very toughest job. You know, generally people think jnani means you can be with Brahman only when you are in samadhi, when you go, when you stop this jagradavastha fully. Interaction you have to stop completely. That is why Shankaracharya always tells, nothing to do with your jnanam and sitting quietly. You need not sit quietly. That is impractical. If I say, to get knowledge you have to sit quietly, after getting jnanam you have to sit quietly, and who will come to Vedanta class? Who will read Viveka Chudamani, tell me? Nobody will come. It is impracticable. So the pragmatic way of understanding is very, very important, where really people commit mistakes here only. Because I tried many times, people say, I tried many times to be in Brahman, but whenever I am introducing, I am losing that Brahman. When I sit quietly, I remember the Brahmanan. Losing Brahman kadiyadu, remembering kadiyadu. Naan losing anna avanada Brahman, remembering anna chunna avanada Brahman. Innappa, inda madri illa, tagarar irukke enna. Therefore, continue the study. So, therefore, jagrat dharma varjitaha. So, the attributes that all these free, he's free, leenadhi api, that is apikara is very important. Even though his intellect is abiding in Brahman, and jagar dharma varjitaha, even that dharmas intrinsically, even waking state, he is not very much active like other people, so active. He is not too much reactive, no? He is not doing any reaction, only acting. In spite of that, bodhaha nirvasanaha, whose mind, even though, that whole sentence meaning I'll give you, whose mind absorbed in the Brahman, whose mind is absorbed in the Brahman is leenadhihi. Jagrat dharma varjitaha means, this is a line you have to very carefully understand. Awaken without any attachment to the waking world. Awaken. Jagrat dharma is there, but not attached to that jagrat dharma. That is the meaning here. I want to remember Brahman. What can I do? Yaha jagrat dharma varjitaha means here, literally if you take, jagrat dharmas are not wakers, characteristics are not there, anna. He is not awakened, anartham. Appadi gnani, every gnani is not awakened, how can teach? If I am not in jagrata avastha, how can I teach? So very difficult to understand. Here you have to understand supply. What is that? Awakened without attached to the waking world. Appa, idella cognitive level you have to, ennamo unga ishtam, my job is only to give words. You have to convert the words into your thoughts. Because whatever I am studying, reading, I convert them into my thoughts. And those thoughts I convert into words. These words will enter into your intellect. And those words you have to convert into thoughts. Adi sariya convert pannano. Pannalanna, kashtam. Okay. ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈನ್, ಬೋಧಃ ನಿರ್ವಾಸನಃ ಯಸ್ಯ. ಸಹ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ ಇಷ್ಯತೆ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಮನ್ ವರ್ಡ್. ನಿರ್ವಾಸನಃ ಬೋಧಃ, ಬೋಧಃ ನಿರ್ವಾಸನಃ. ಹೂ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಡ್ ಟು ದ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಪೈಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಹೋಲ್ ವರ್ಲ್ಡ್, ಹೂಸ್ ಇಂಟಲೆಕ್ಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್, ಹೀಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್, ಹಿಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಈಸ್ ನಿರ್ವಾಸನಃ, ವಾಸನಾರಹಿತ ಇತ್ಯರ್ಥ. ವಾಸನಾರಹಿತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ನಷ್ಟ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ನಿದ್ರಾ ಅನರ್ಥ. ಹಿಸ್ ನಿದ್ರಾ, ವಾಟ್ ನಿದ್ರಾ? ಅಕಾರ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವೇದಾಂತ, ನಿದ್ರಾ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಈಸ್ ಎ ನಿದ್ರಾ, ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ನಿದ್ರಾ. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಆಸ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪಿಂಗ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಯು ಡು ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ಇನ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್, ಈವನ್ ಇನ್ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಯು ಡು ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ದ ಆತ್ಮಸ್ವರೂಪಂ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆತ್ಮ. ದೇರ್ಫೋರ್ ನಷ್ಟ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ನಿದ್ರಾ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಬೋಧಃ ನಿರ್ವಾಸನಃ. ಯಸ್ಯ, ಹೂಸ್ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಈಸ್ ನಷ್ಟ. ನ ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಈಸ್ ನಷ್ಟ. ಅವಿದ್ಯಾ ಅನ್ನ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್, ವಾಟ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್? ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಗ್ನರೆನ್ಸ್. That is the big ignorance. All other ignorance are small, small, small ignorances. Okay? The biggest problematic ignorance is self-ignorance. Therefore, this person is not attached to the waking world. That means what Shankaracharya want to say, he never want to run away from the world. He never want to hide his face from the interaction. Puriyudha? Inda pakkam or phone vechikalam, inda pakkam or phone, cell phone, ellame operate panninne irukalam. At that same time, nashta avidya. His avidya is nashta. For good it has gone, that's all. Amma ethana varsham sadhana pannano indha maadhiri irukkanumna saha jeevan muktaha. நமக்கு நினைக்கிறோம், எனக்கு ஞானம் வந்தாச்சு சுவாமினி, எனக்கு சொல்ல மாட்டாள், சொல்லவும் அவசியம் இல்லை. ஏன்னா உங்களுக்கு ஞானம் வந்ததுன்னு யாருக்கு தெரிய வேண்டிய அவசியம் இல்லை. பட் நம்ம நினைக்கிறோம், ஐ ஹாவ் காட் த நாலேஜ் பிகாஸ் ஆத்மா இஸ் சத்தியம், எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் மித்யா. இட் இஸ் நாட் ஸோ ஈஸி. யூ ஹாப்பிலி இன்டராக்ட் வித் த வேர்ல்ட், யூ நெவர் ஃபீல் எனி அன் ஐயோட் ஆஃப் டிஸ்டர்பன்ஸ் வென் யூ ஆர் இன்டராக்டிங் வித் த வேர்ல்ட். தட் இஸ் த சைன் ஆஃப் எ ரியல் ஜீவன் முக்த. அண்ட் திஸ் ஹோல் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் வண்டர்ஃபுல், பியூட்டிஃபுல், ஈஸ் எவ்ரி பர்சன் இஸ் வண்டர்ஃபுல். அது இன்னும் கஷ்டம். ஓகே, இதெல்லாம் சாதனை பண்ணணும். இந்த மாதிரி நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா 430.
ಶಾಂತ ಸಂಸಾರ ಕಲನ ಕಲಾವಾನಪಿ ನಿಷ್ಕಳ ಯಸ್ಯ ಚಿತ್ತಂ ವಿನಿಶ್ಚಿಂತಂ ಸ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ ಇಷ್ಯತೆ.
ವೆರಿ ನೈಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕಾಸ್. ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್ ಶಾಂತಃ ಸಂಸಾರ ಕಲನಃ. ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ಡಿಫಿನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವನ್ ಮುಕ್ತ. ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ಡೆಫಿನೇಷನನ್ನು ಕೊಂಚೆ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಮೋರ್ ಫೋಕಸ್, ನಾಟ್ ಈಸಿಲಿ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. ಶಾಂತ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಟೋಟಲಿ ಟ್ರ್ಯಾಂಕ್ವಿಲ್. ಕಲಾ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಡಿವಿಷನ್, ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಕಲನಃ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್. ಕಲನಃ, ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ the digits of the moon, they are called kala, chandra kala. And the chandra kala means the one who has got the digits parts, first day, second day, third day, no, different moons, chandra kala. Like that, samsara kalanaha shantaha. The divisions in the samsara. What do you mean by samsara again? Raga dvesha kalavan iti kalanaha. The one who has got parts and divisions is called as kalanaha. The one who has got kala is got kalavan. Dhanam asya asti iti dhanavan. Kalaha asya asti iti kalavan. Kalanaha. Dhanikaha. Chulramali adhamari kalanaha. Ityarthaha. From the standpoint of body, mind complex, ego angle, vyavaharika angle, all these are comes under what? Parts. All these are divisions. And then the divisions. Ego is one part, mind is one part, body is one part, the vyavaharika world is another part. This is samsara kalana. This is called samsara. Once body, mind, complex world is in, raga, dvesha will come. In whom all these kalas, shantaha. In whom this body, mind, complex, ego, antakaranam, all the sukshma shariram, whole sukshma shariram, everything is shantaha. Shantaha means what? Dissolved. Like in Dhanushkoti we saw, no? Shanti Samudram. The Pacific Ocean is Shanti Samudram. One side of the ocean is very shanti. Another side of it is so furious, no? It's a lot of waves it comes, that side. You cannot take bath there. Here, you can take dip, you don't like to come out. That's why it is called Pacific Ocean, Shanta Samudram. Namma manasu kuda appadi irukkanum. Therefore, Tyagaraja sang, Shantamu leka, Saukhyamu ledu. So, Ashantasya manobharaha, we say. Shantam illada vanakku manasu vandhi oru bharama irukkum. Eppadi irukka life anna? Oh, point irukke. Going on. Okay, chalta hai. That is why enlightened mind is lightened mind. Manasu vandhi romba light a irukkanu. Cotton madri. And the stress related diseases ella varada. Lightened mind irundha, enlightened mind, when it will come? When mind is enlightened. So therefore, that's why that 30,000 crores some deep it has got lot. So much depth. And the enlightenment person koda romba depth irukuma. And the manasu vandhi shantama irukkarad eppadi mudiyaradana. Manasu vandhi romba deep. And the sadhana panni panni it is ready to swallow anything into it. That mind. Shanta manaha. Just as the ocean absorbs everything into it and tranquil. Adhe maadhiri in the jnani ude manasu kuda, all fluctuations in the world, disturbance ellame swallow panni kuda shantama irukku. That is the meaning here. Nishkalaha means partless. Kalavanapi nishkalaha. Kalavanapi means what? In spite of having this body mind complex. See, suppose my guru is teaching who has got the knowledge. Avarku kala irukkanuma vendama teach pannumbodhu. Body mind complex is there with body only, with mind only he is teaching. Illiyo? Kalavanapi nishkalaha. Free from parts. Why? Vacharambhanam vikaro namadheyam. This is only vikara, only name, only a form. It is like a paper tiger madri. It cannot disturb me. Ani avarku theriyum. Jnani knows. That is why nishkalaha. Yasya chittam vinischintam. Whose chittam, whose mind is? Yasya chittam in whose mind is? There is another meaning for kala. Kala means art. Art kuda inda kala nalla irukke. Sangeetha kala, nritya kala, painting kala. Anda kala illa inge. Inda kala na inge part na artham. Different meaning. So nishkalaha, partless. And yasya chittam vinischintam. Chinta rahitam ityartha. Vinischintam means chinta rahitam. Free from worry. That's why Brahma Jnani can never say, I am a Jnani. Brahma eva na Brahma vit. Aham Brahma asmi. How can I say Brahma vit? Na Brahma vit. A Jnani can never say, I am a Brahma Jnani. Suppose he says Brahma Jnani. I have a Brahma Jnani. He is not a Jnani. Why? I am the knower of Brahman. I am a Brahma Jnani means I know the Brahman. Anartham. Jnani anna knowledge irukkavan anna. Enakku jnanam irukku. Edhi patti anna? Brahman patti anna. Appa Brahman enna aayidum? Object aayidum. Adhanala Brahma vithu nu kuda sollakoodadhu. Appa enna onnu solladhu. Brahma iva na Brahma vithu. Very difficult. Yenna konjam jnanam vandona arakkura jnanam vandonne unakku theriyuma Brahman pathi na solren enna theriyum onnum theriyadha nanam. Vinischintam na chinta rahitam. Vini means without an artham. Chinta means worry. Without worry. Visheshena nirgataha chintaha yasmat tat vinischintam tam. That mind from which the worries have gone. That mind from which the worries have gone. There is a beautiful shloka, no? Chinta chita chintar dvayor madhye chinta eva ghariyasi. Chita na the funeral fire. Funeral fire. Chinta anna worry. Chita chinta dvayor madhye. Between these two. Chinta eva gariyasi na. Chinta is superior. Adi vandu inferior. Chita is inferior. Chinta eva gariyasi na superior. Eppadi chinta can be gariyasi? Fire dhane superior irukkanum. Worry, how can it be superior? Na? Second line it says, chita dahati na nirjeevam. Chita, the funeral fire burns the person nirjeevaha. Lifeless body it is burning. But whereas the chinta, worry, chinta dahati pranayutam vapuhuna. This worry burns the living person. Who wrote this sloka? No, wonderful, really. Unmaidane, hinnama apdi eating the person. That is only, this way it is superior, greater. Ennama pandrathu nirji pranayutam varpune indhi burn pandrathana idhi powerful adhi powerful adhi pranam illadhan fire burning. No? Therefore this jnani is free from that chinta. Chinta nasti kilam tesham chinta nasti kilam. Who? For Brahman. The knowers of Brahman, the wise people, they are free from chinta, nasti. Who says? Sadashiva Brahmendra says. சிந்தா நாஸ்திக்கலாம் தேஷாம். ஹூ ஆர் தோஸ் தேஷாம்? அந்த தேஷாம்னா நம்ம ஒன்று ஆகணும். அந்த தேஷாம் லிஸ்டிலோக்கு நம்ம கூட போகணுமே. தேஷா மீன்ஸ் ஃபார் தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ நோஸ் த பிரம்மன். சிந்தா ஏவ நாஸ்தி என்ன. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோக.
வர்த்தமானேபி
தேஹேஸ்மின்
஛ாயாவதனுவர்த்தினி அஹந்தா மமதா பாவஹ ஜீவன் முக்தஸ்ய லக்ஷணம்.
I do not know why Shankaracharya has changed it, no, the word in second line. Maybe meter na sariya varle anje pe rendu slokam ku appuram avarku sa jeevan mukta ishayam enadhu meter sariya varle illaya jeevan muktasya lakshanam na alaga irukke illa he says here vartamane pi dehesmin. Vartamani api, in spite of being in this body, dehe, asmin dehe vartamani api. What type of deha? Chayavat anuvartini deha. This deha, this body, which is following like a shadow. Just as when the person is going, the shadow also follow him. Can you push away your shadow? You cannot push away the shadow. As long as the body is there, shadow will be there. Impossible. That means the chaya is the integral part of the human body, but unreal, false or unreal, mithya. Similarly, asmin dehe, in this body, he is here, the body also follows, because atma sarvagataha, wherever I go, the sukshma shariram, sthula shariram will come. He looks like that on the body. Chayavat anuvartini. Anuvartini means that which follows. I never follow the chaya. Very important. I never follow the chaya, the shadow. Shadow follows me. That means what? Shadow can never exist without me, the human being. Adhe madri in the body can never exist without me, the consciousness. I, the consciousness, independently exist, but the body cannot independently exist. Just as the shadow cannot independently existent of person, person independently exists. Shadow irundada na irukka mudiyum solvele. If shadow is there, only I can stay, Swamini, otherwise I won't be here. No. We don't say like that. But I, without me, shadow cannot exist. Without shadow, person can exist. Adhe madri, how the consciousness can exist without the body, after the fall of the body, but body cannot exist without me, the consciousness. See, beautiful. Vartamane pi dehe asmin chayavat anuvartini. அஸ்மின் தேஹே வர்த்தமானே அபி, வாட் டைப் ஆஃப் தேஹா? சாயாவத் அனுவர்த்தினீன். ஹவ் அஹந்தா மமதா அபாவ, ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் ஹிம்? ஹவ் இஸ் இட் பாசிபிள் ஃபார் ஹிம்? அஹங்காரா நாஸ்தி மமகாரா நாஸ்தி, தட் இஸ் த மீனிங்.
Because of prarabdha karma, body continues. Even after jnanam also. This is what? After jnanam also, because of prarabdha, body continues. The shadow continues. Shadow goes everywhere, no? As long as prarabdha is there. So jnani doesn't have I notion, mind notion about his body. He is like a trustee. Trustee is not the beneficiary of the trustee trust. More in the next class. So that is called Jivan Mukti Lakshana. Okay.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.